And right now you're listening to the Lucy Ann Lantz Show on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is calling it the largest economic project in Michigan history. As artificial intelligence giant OpenAI, creator of ChatGPT, along with Oracle Inc. and Related Digital, will build a data center campus on 250 acres in Saline Township as part of their Stargate initiative to expand U.S. artificial intelligence infrastructure capacity. Joining us to talk about it on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, Phil Santer. He is chief operating officer for Ann Arbor Spark. Phil, when the governor announced this, she called it the largest economic project in Michigan history. She did not say how much it was worth. The online publication Bridge Michigan is reporting this as a $7 billion deal. But what will that mean to Saline and Washtenaw County directly?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty astounding number when you see sort of seven and then a B after that. To be fair, it seems like it is the largest investment announcement certainly in Michigan's recent history. And I think what that means in terms of an actual impact in terms of the local community is that there's going to be a huge upside as it relates to the fiscal impact that this is going to have just simply from a property tax standpoint. So we've been following and working on this project for some time, trying to understand what the implications and opportunities are for this. And to be fair, some of the numbers that we were looking at were smaller than even the $7 billion range. And what that meant just in terms of what that could mean from investment to the schools and to the local community, we're talking about millions of dollars annually in property tax revenue from something of this scale. And that's just outside of what this could mean from an overall impact on the region overall, just from having this kind of AI infrastructure in our backyard, the amount of construction opportunity that's going to be associated with this, the amount of job creation that we'll have associated with this. So it's a pretty big deal.
But there is a tax break that's involved here too, right, Phil?
There could be. That's part of the opportunity here. But even if you account for that, we're still talking about millions of dollars. I mean, this is a number that we haven't really seen before from sort of other projects of this scale. So even if you bake in any tax implications associated with it from a property tax abatement standpoint, we're still talking about millions of dollars in revenue to the schools, to Washtenaw County, to the community. It's pretty significant.
So this is moving quite fast, given the fact that there was a lot of debate on this leading up to it, and the Saline Township Board had voted last month against this rezoning for the data center, but it took a lawsuit to change that. One of the entities, Related Digital, successfully sued on the basis of what they were alleging was exclusionary zoning, and a settlement was derived after that. What do you know about all of that?
So I've been tracking that, I think, similar to other folks in the community related to that. And I think the upside of what that means in terms of that settlement is that it agreed to what I think is a pretty significant community benefits agreement. We're talking $7 million to the fire department. We're talking $2 million for farmland preservation. We're talking $2 million of a community impact fund that Saline Township can do with what it would like. So I think it's an interesting way to say, well, we had to go through this process of the legal situation to kind of get there. But having that kind of community benefits agreement, I think, in place is just a really good indication of what I think this project could mean as a corporate partner in our backyard. And I think it's good work to be able to have everyone sort of get there to be able to agree to that. And take advantage of that upside. Again, the community benefits agreement, by the way, is on top of the property tax revenues that are going to come in associated with this. So trying to be really, I think, intentional around what are the needs that the community wants to try and invest in, given that there is basically a windfall upon us at this point.
I think it's fair to say that the area it's going in is rural, and it's somewhat close to the city of Saline, which is a small, lovely little town. There are people worried that this is going to change what that is like to live in Saline. But nonetheless, I mean, it's out a little ways out there in southwest Washtenaw County. It's just on the north side of US 12 between Saline and Clinton, and it's going to be built on farmland in there. But we have seen where data centers have gone in across the country, Phil, where it has changed markedly those communities and created more of an industrial complex in them. Do you think that this is going to turn into that, or is it far enough out that that really isn't going to matter?
From how this deal and how this site has been structured is really not analogous, I think, to some of the other places that we've seen in the United States, where they've frankly been intentional around trying to say, well, we want to have a industrial park of data centers. That's not what this project is all about. This project is really trying to be in the background and serve really as infrastructure is the way to think about this, right? Like, this is trying to be out of the way infrastructure so that people can use computing power in the way that they want to. So this was really intentional about having only a small portion of the overall site developed, having a buffer associated with that, ensuring that they're not going to go above 55 decibels at the property line in terms of noise. So really trying to be intentional about saying, okay, once it's built and operational, it wants to be behind the scenes and be able to work on the computational stuff that we need it to do, but not be something that is going to be a part of a larger campus that would be part of a larger component that would change and make somehow this part of town more industrial than it is. So I think it's a win-win in terms of trying to have it be something that's going to be operational, see some really significant upside for us, but also not change drastically the character of the community.
I think it's a fairly good location when you consider all of that. Even though Saline has pushed out a little bit in its borders, we've seen Andalina farms being built up there. So more housing going out that way, a little bit closer to where this project is. But nonetheless, it's still, you know, quite a rural area, that whole stretch of Michigan Ave out there leading into Lenawee County.
I mean, I'll just add on that. I think that's part of the conversation that was going through from this, was that part of the township was likely going to change. And it was really a chance to say, what do we want to change it to? Do we want it to be something that's going to be more housing, where maybe there's frankly going to be even more traffic associated with Michigan Ave? If that were going to be, they're going to have 1,000 homes there or something like that, just as an example. So there was going to be change that was required as people consider the land use adjustments that were going to be there. And I think of all the uses that could be, having something that wants to be sort of behind the scenes, but also represents a really significant investment opportunity for the state. I think it's a win-win.
Phil Santer, Chief Operating Officer at Ann Arbor Spark, which is an economic driver here in our region and for the state of Michigan, and has been behind these data center projects supporting them. Some of the other concerns involved usage of electricity, water. Let's tackle some of these now. This is interesting. DTE has pledged that the project ensures there is no impact on its existing customers' energy supply or rates. How is that possible when the power needed to drive this data center is as much as a small city would need?
So DTE's indicated that they've got available capacity to be able to have a project of this scale come online. We're talking about a gigawatt of power availability. They've indicated that they've got upwards of 3 gigawatts of power available for these kinds of projects. They have indicated that the project is going to be responsible for the build out associated with any of the additional infrastructure that would be required for the project. And then as a result of having this project online, so to speak, they can sort of take the cost that they have associated with all of their customers for any infrastructure and apply it in a easier way for residents like us that is not going to adjust their rates. And I think on top of that, they're going to have to work through the Public Service Commission and their regulatory process related to any pricing adjustments that would need to occur. And so they've got the capacity in a way that other places in the country don't have. And they're working with the company to ensure that it's not going to address any cost increases for residents. So I think it's like I said, I think it's a good opportunity. I think they're being thoughtful around how to address some of those issues.
Another issue, and by the way, I hope that holds true. Time will tell on all of this.
So do I.
The water. Let's talk about the water. In the Bridge, Michigan article, Township Planning Commissioner Ronald Kohler told Bridge that he originally voted against the proposal, but has grown more comfortable since developers agreed to invest some $14 million to the local community and make concessions such as on-site groundwater level monitoring wells. He says, I think once it's in there, you won't even know what's there. You can't live in the horse and buggy days no more, his words. Your thoughts on water usage and how can you allay fears regarding that?
So this project is planning to be self-sufficient from a water standpoint. They're not going to tie into any of the existing water components. They're not going to use water to cool this. This won't use evaporative cooling. And the plan is that it will be air cool as a facility and won't require as much water as a result of that. They've got solid engineering partners that have studied this to ensure that the water is not going to be pulling from any of the surrounding neighbors. And the way that they're going to structure the site, frankly, is that it's going to have a better water use as it relates to how the water currently lays on the property after this is built than it currently does right now. So I think that's a concern that was heard. I think it said, you know, let's not do this from a water cooling standpoint. Let's use some of the other technology that's out there in order to cool this. And that was an appropriate adjustment in terms of how this was going to be put together. And so I think it was a matter of related to digital in that case, trying to listen to the concerns that came up from the community, ensure that those were being managed as they were developing this project. And it's not going to have a significant water use as a result.
That's very interesting. It's a little bit different than we've heard on other data centers across the country then.
Well, I think the technologies are adjusting in terms of how these things are cooled. They need to be cooled, right? Like these things cause some warmth. And the technology's out there to be able to say, well, how do we try and cool them from a water perspective? To be fair, we've got capacity in Michigan to cool things with water. But if there's a better way of doing that with other air cooling or other technologies that are emerging for these things, then I think it makes sense to be able to apply that to things that are happening in our backyard. So it's a growing industry. It's something where obviously they're trying to be as efficient as possible with their own operations. And so we have the benefit of one, you know, that is going to be constructed starting in 2026 that maybe is going to use technology that wasn't around even a decade or earlier before. So I think we're benefiting from some of the lessons that are learned in other communities as well.
We're talking with Phil Santer from Ann Arbor Spark about the $7 billion facility, the data center that is expected to create more than 2,500 union construction jobs, 450 permanent high-skill positions on site, and another 1,500 jobs throughout the community. Let's parse that out a little bit, Phil. How do you see that playing out, especially with people saying, whoa, wait a minute, okay, maybe there are going to be a lot of construction jobs at the beginning, but those 450 permanent jobs, is that really true? When we're talking about AI and it can kind of self-sustain itself, will we really need that many jobs there? And will that really come true?
I mean, the way that I've thought about this is that it seems that figure scales with what we've seen from other data centers where, say, it's a $1 or $2 billion opportunity, and perhaps you need, you know, 100, 150 positions to be able to do that. When you have a larger opportunity and a larger investment, I think that figure scales. And these are positions where they need to make sure that they keep these things operational. So these are skilled positions as it relates to ensuring that this operation is going to stay sustainable, stay online, make sure that things are taken care of, make sure that there's new equipment that needs to be brought in as new technology emerges and there's new servers and new chips that need to be installed. That requires some precision, that requires some understanding, some know-how. And so I think these are good positions for us to be able to have in our community, and absolutely tracks in terms of what we need. I think the part that I'm also thinking about as it relates to the construction work is that, you know, we've talked a lot about the need for having construction employment in our community. We are, you know, when I'm around the table at the workforce development board meeting where we're trying to figure out how we have workforce development opportunities, there's always sort of a discussion, a need to say, how do we ensure that we have construction opportunities for folks that want to go into that particular field? I think this is a huge opportunity for people to be able to construct something of significance and scale in our community. And the fact that we're 2,500 unionized jobs, I think is a pretty it's a pretty good number.
And those 1,500 ancillary jobs across the county as well. I look at a community like Saline, and quite frankly, a lot of downtowns in our communities often struggle to get businesses, new businesses into their downtowns. They've got empty storefronts. We see it in Ann Arbor and not just Saline. Do you think that that's going to improve that situation because of something like this data center?
I think it absolutely will. I mean, the part of this is that when you bring in investment, you bring in job creation where people are going to be earning a wage of decent quality. Turns out, you know, they have to go to the grocery store. They want to go out to lunch. They want to be able to purchase things. And I think it will absolutely have a benefit, not only for downtown Saline, not only for the surrounding community, but this is really a regional play when we're talking about things of this scale. And I think about places like Saline, where I think that Saline has been more technological than people give it credit for, right? You've got folks like Quantum Signal that have been doing AI development for a long time. You've had Saline be the home of autonomous vehicle manufacturers in the past. You have companies that are doing things in aerospace and in the automotive space. And so I think it's just going to be a driver for that kind of community that's already been built out in Saline. So I think it fits well within the character of what we've already been growing in our community.
Great analysis today by the Chief Operating Officer at Ann Arbor Spark, Phil Santer. By the way, congratulations on the new position at Spark as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Well deserved. You've been working long and hard on these kinds of issues, and it's always wonderful to talk with you. We appreciate you, Phil. Thank you.
Thank you. Same here.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, and today's big topic, of course, Saline Township getting that huge data center, a lot of the big players involved in this, and it's all going to start construction in early 2026. It is going to be a game changer for our community, I believe, in a positive vein. You are listening to 1290 WLBY.